I'll start here. I listened to an interview with Judy Mikovits, M-I-K-O-V-I-T-S.
Judy. Mm-hmm.
Well, just an opening question. Is everything she says accurate on all points?
No, at all. But wait, you didn't ask the question right. You're a good questioner. You should have said, does she believe everything she represents as accurate? And we say, yes, 100%, and she's got damn proof.
Right.
What she believes, but that's not really reality.
Yes, I listen to it, and if I think in terms of ION's principles and how cancer's really caused, she's saying some virus causes cancer. So that can't be correct.
I mean, it just goes on. It just goes on and on and on. It's just ridiculous. And you would just say inappropriate straight out in every way, but you can't be mean about it. But, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, so here's what take her beginning. She was a young researcher, scientist, in 83, 84 when the AIDS surfaced, and her boss did some good research, and was talking to France. It might have been Luc Montagnier, Carol? Montagnier. And Fauci heard about what she was researching and demanded her to turn over her boss's information, his paper, but the boss wanted it confidential at that point for some reason, and she would not turn it over, and this Fauci, who I don't think she knew at all, started yelling at her. And then that guy started framing, doing something to Judy's boss, and then Judy got in trouble. So by 2012, they had published some KMS something stuff. They had figured out some virus things, and Fauci just, bashed whatever she did and hassled her. And she eventually, because she wouldn't give up information, they put her in jail for a while. That's all in her book, The Plague of Corruption. Those are facts, right? I mean, she was put in jail and hassled. Why was she hassled, Ion?
Oh, that's easy, Bob, because she was almost a little too right. You know what happens when you're a little too right?
So that's right. This was all around AIDS. She had figured out the AIDS virus or something.
She did not figure out the AIDS virus. She figured out how the protease inhibitors were effected, which is a pretty huge monumental aspect of it, of how you get there from there, but not the end-all be-all of it.
So, Karen, if you look her up, there's some acronym. She discovered the KMRS something, virus or something, or maybe some part of the cells, and that got all distorted. Is she correct that Fauci was interrupting and making sure that he got any credit of anything that was developed? Is Fauci that ambitious or personally driven to hog the credit?
You got it all wrong, Bob. It's not. He doesn't even see her as a thing. He doesn't even recognize her as anything. Fauci doesn't. She's got herself all pumped up as something. But, as it goes, it's kind of like, and if you ask him about her, he'd say, who? Never heard of her.
Right. So she's being interviewed a lot. I'll let Carolyn, if you look at her case, Carolyn, ask her about, look at the something she discovered, the acronym, or her boss did. And she's quite a genius researcher and breakthrough. Do you have a Wikipedia where you can look at that and ask about it, Carolyn? You know more about it than me. On this one topic, that's all. You're more informed than me on this one topic. So you take over the questioning about Judy Mikovits. You got the big picture. She's a little over her head. They're exaggerating things, but maybe you could ask some pictures.
She's a lot over her head.
Well, one thing I noticed, Ian, her voice is gravelly weak.
She's scared.
She's got pressure on her. Pressure on her voice.
Under pressure.
I mean, she knows she's lying?
No, she knows she's under pressure.
Why is she under pressure?
Because what she's saying is not exactly correct. She's got some holes. Eunice, there's some holes in the story, and she doesn't know what to do about it.
Yeah, because it got out there, and now she's stuck with whatever she had said.
Now what? Now this is another fine mess you've gotten us into. What you going to do now?
Right. Now, she, yeah, her face is pale. She's got stress in her face. Okay. Mm-hmm. She, JW seemed to agree with this. She says that wearing the mask makes you sick. She's against wearing masks. You agree with that?
Depends on what the masks are for and depends on what it applies to.
Well, what does it apply to, Carolyn?
Flynn pled guilty to lying to the FBI about the illicit Russian contract. His truth then don't become lies later.
He pleaded
guilty. But it does incriminate Bill Barr. No, shifty shifts kicking back. Sorry, we're digressing.
Yeah,
let's shift
back to...
Go to Carolyn, you're saying that get Schiff's Twitter feed. You'll see it for later. Go
you're
ahead.
Saying that Flynn fucked up. He's out, but he's going to go back to jail.
No, he's
not
going back to jail. He's free.
Keep saying he pled guilty, so he's guilty. But they leave out the fact that he was forced to plead guilty. So
right.
They will never stop that stupid train of thought. He pled guilty.
Okay.
He's guilty. Period.
He had to plead guilty because they were going to put his son in jail.
Right. Okay, back to this, Carolyn. Ask some questions about Judy Mikovits.
Okay, then stop talking. Okay, so what she did, and you can mute, thank you. Apparently, she discovered in researching chronic fatigue syndrome, actually, a mouse virus. Now, I haven't even started the book. I downloaded it, but here it is. It was dismissed as a yuppie flu and all that. 67% of affected women carried a virus called xenotropic murine, which means mice, leukemia-related virus, XMRV. And it's present in 4% of healthy women, but 67% of chronic fatigue. And then that these women with that XMRV had children diagnosed with autism, and it's also associated with all kinds of cancers. So she published this research in 2009, and then and then there was something. Okay, they're saying here. The first chronic fatigue syndrome outbreak was associated with a polio vaccine. And then that polio vaccine, it turns out, was cultivated in mouse brains. So Mikovits built on the fact that retroviruses from dead animals can survive and permanently contaminate vaccines. So that, I guess that's her underlying premise. Instead of praise for this potentially life-saving discovery, Dr. Fauci ordered Mikovits to keep her mouth shut. When she refused, he called her a fugitive from justice, confiscated her workbooks, hard drives, etc. So she was going to put the vaccine industry out of business, is what that means. And Fauci was murdered.
No, that's too much. And there's not money. There's not money in the vaccines, darling. There's money in making the vaccines. That's the rub. And we don't. We get you're right. You're right. You want to be right? Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. That's not the point. That's not the point. It's in the chasing of it, not the doing of it or the selling of it. You know, they're not making money like that. They didn't like that. They're making it off the making of it. They don't, once they do it, then they don't, nobody pays for it after that. It's for
and
free.
Who pays the drug companies to make vaccines?
Nobody.
How are they making money off vaccines?
They're not. They don't make money off vaccines. The making of vaccines, they don't. They make money off the creation of the vaccine. The only money that's going to be made on the coronavirus vaccine is whoever creates the vaccine. The people making it.
And how do they make that money? Where's that money come from?
The grants they get.
Whatever gets paid, whatever. When Trump says everybody's got the flu shot, the flu people, they're free or $25. They cost more than $25 to make flu vaccine, and they're just making it. The schism comes from the institution side. You could say the same thing. Who makes money off MRIs? Does the doctor make the money off of it, or the reader, or the this or that? No, the one who makes the machine doesn't get money off every time it's made, but the vaccine creators, if it's a hit, or if they hit on the money, that's why they can have a bad year and it doesn't matter. So the answer to the question is the people who dedicate or make the vaccine through their grants or their funding or research, development, whatever it costs, that's where the money is made. And see, the virus, the flu virus, they get to make one every year. So it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
So it's like they're free or they're grants. And when a scientist gets a grant, is he able to pay himself what he thinks he's worth, or are there limitations?
There's really depends on how serious it is. I mean, the reason that your government's willing to pay you a fortune for masks now, something that costs 30 cents, they're going to pay $3 for it. That don't make any sense, Bob.
Right, so he gets a $25 million to look into most buyers. And he can say, okay, I'm worth $2 million. So he becomes a millionaire from the grant money, correct? When he makes a budget.
He certainly would be, yes. But he wouldn't count that because he would count that differently. He'd call that as a loss. He'd say he lost that much money.
He'd say he lost that money? He couldn't report it as income?
He wouldn't want to. He'd have to pay taxes on it. He's not looking to pay no taxes, Bob.
Okay, well, how...
Don't go down a rabbit hole, Bob.
Yeah, well, no, so how does he make money from grants?
Oh, because he gets the money, he just doesn't have to pay taxes on it.
So he has access, like me, he has access to money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn, so the most virus, remember that. And then she figured out cancer and chronic fatigue. She emphasizes the virus a lot. In people's health, you wouldn't agree with that completely, would you? You think that?
Well, I don't know, because what they'll do is get facts. Like she says, 67% of people women with Epstein-Barr have signs of this virus in them. Well, first of all, how are they finding them? If they're using the test, what's this? The test that they started with AIDS, the polymerase chain reaction test or something, test. There's a test that they use that finds a speck of genetic material of this mirroring virus and say, oh, they've got it. But we don't know the extent. It could be just a speck. So it's not 100% strict science. What the words I'm reading so far, you can find punch holes through it.
Agreed.
Right.
That's also what's wrong with it.
Okay.
And that's what she also knows, and that's why she knows this too. And that's why she has a weak little mousy voice, and she's not sure, and she's sort of sure, and she thinks she knows, and empirical references include and.
But what she does know is Fauci threw her in jail. So she's riding on that right now. She's become a martyr, like me.
I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't see where you're making any money as a martyr.
But is she right that Fauci is a bastard and overreaches when he sees a problem and someone he doesn't like?
What does that even mean? What do you
mean? He puts her in jail. He frames her. He alters the papers. Their accusation. Fauci it should be criminally prosecuted. Do you agree with that?
Nah, it ain't that serious. You're talking about Boy Scouts now, Bob. That doesn't really count. It doesn't really matter, and they don't really care. And so, you could put. If you did that, after a little while, you're putting everybody in jail. So he's fine. He is what it is.
Okay, Carol, so the most virus, the AIDS virus, all that stuff she claims to have discovered, you can put holes in it, Carol.
Well, holes in her conclusions. You can't make conclusions like she is. That's
right. You can't. You don't have enough information to know that. But Carolyn says that's a great hypothesis, but there'll never be enough oomph to prove your point.
I think that's partly saying. Why scientists always say we have to do more studies.
Of course.
But, I mean, I find Fauci culpable because he's trying to protect the vaccine industry. That's where I think he's culpable.
Well, that's fine. We don't care. George, you want him gone? We're done. That's easy. They already busting up the committee, and then they're trying to say save the committee. And we thought you were trying to keep him around, so you had a martyr to shit on. Have a nice martyr to shit on or something. I thought he was going to be the pinata of Dobbstown.
Yeah.
Right.
The butthole.
But is he guilty of sending $3 million to Wuhan Lab 3 years ago or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's illegal what he did.
Well, it depends on how the paperwork was filed.
Well, what are you saying absolutely about? That he sent the money?
That it was illegal? Yes, it's absolutely illegal what he did. But you're saying, well, then he should be this or that. Well, no, now you're negotiating. Now you're trying to say, oh, okay, depending on whether or not he's ever going to be charged for it, it's who did the transfer. He's not going to be stupid enough to have his name on the transfer, Bob.
He is charged with sending the money. If his name wasn't on it, how do they know he was involved?
Correct. He had to approve the position. He had to approve the position.
That's not putting your name on it.
Kinda, but you got a little wiggle room.
Okay, so, Carolyn, so he predicted a big virus coming in 2017. Did he have inside knowledge of the coronavirus?
Yeah, he sent the money to Wuhan to make it so.
Can make it be released?
Yeah.
Well, that's a different angle, Carolyn. Like, it was released by a lab accident.
Well, okay. You call it what? Okay,
but
tomato.
Quiet. Stop and jumping to assumptions. I know that you've said through the years that the CDC gets ready every now and then to cause a problem, a plague. They do that regularly. So
they,
you know, you're saying one's coming, many, but coronavirus is one of the ones created by the CDC because he's head of it. He sent the money to China.
No. He was not. No, that was a mistake. It wasn't supposed to be like that. That was the mistake portion of the program, boss.
But you were just saying he did conspire in 2017. Predicted
he did, but it wasn't supposed to turn out like this. He got himself sideways.
What did he just wanted to be a small flu-like thing? A few people would die?
Just like 100 others right behind it. He wanted to make an MRSA.
Yeah, they create these diseases, release them so they can get grants and stay in business, right?
Yeah, but you make it sound like that they're drug dealers or something.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Which they kind of are, but it's not quite like that. It's not that.
Well, how could they be less than that? It's worse.
It's worse than.
What do you mean? Look, these guys say, okay, we got to kill some people. So they put a virus out somewhere, and it kills people. Are you denying they don't? You're denying they do that?
No, we're not denying that they do that. They do that.
Why?
Money.
Same business, Gerald. They create disease and offer the cure. He did not do that with the coronavirus.
No, he did not. That's why he gets chosen to fix it.
Because he didn't release that one.
Because he knows about it.
He knows all about it. slow.
But they didn't intend to, like they do with other viruses, they didn't intend to release it. This was
an
accident. And if he had not.
That's the stupid oopsie-daisy, the oopsie-daisy theory of history.
Yeah, the lone nut oopsie-daisy. Did he send the virus to them or just sent them money to research it?
What's the difference?
No, did he send something in a basket in a package? Here's the best deadly virus.
No.
But
not
he
like
sent
that.
Money to for them to research a particular problem?
Yes.
Why would China need his money?
They don't need his money.
So he paid them to look into something he wanted to look into.
No, he bought his position.
What is his position?
No one in this world knew who George Burns was till now, and now everybody hates him or loves him or wants him or can't stand him, or he's the good guy or he's the bad guy. Here he comes to save the day.
Metaphor. Got the metaphor. But what did he buy? He said, I'm sending you a bunch of money, so when the next problem you have, bring me in to run the investigation. Is that what he
paid
for?
Please consider this hypothesis. If the COVID condition or the seven layers of the MER and the SAR and all these different details and the MSA and the MRSA, all these different levels, the seven levels that they've done for the last 7 years or a little longer, see how this fits into the conundrum. The same way Carolyn is looking now for the next marvelous, rippable mineral magic to make metaphors magic again.
Moskowitz, what's her name, Carol?
Manischewitz, whatever. It doesn't matter.
What? Okay. Mikovits, is she correct that vaccinations have spread bad things, viruses and things?
Well, I don't even know what that means, so probably not.
Probably
not.
Bunch
of words.
So I listened to an interview with her, and I should discount everything she said.
Okay.
What did she...
Okay with that.
No, there's a lot of half-truths in it. But, yeah, you don't know the big enough picture to know which is true and which isn't.
Well, you don't have enough information. She doesn't either. See, that's what's wrong with it. If she had enough, Carolyn doesn't know 100% of everything, but she knows enough she can stand up and say in front of whomever, Congress inclusive, what her spiel is and how it applies. Even though she doesn't have the total big picture, okay? But this chick doesn't even have that much. There's the rub. She cannot stand up in front of anybody and prove her point.
All right, so she... you said she came close to figuring out something in the early AIDS research days. What is it that she came close to figuring out?
How the protease inhibitor affects the cell splitting.
Is that completely understood now, Carol?
I don't know.
Was the AIDS virus man-made, Ion, and released on the public?
Everything is man-made, Bob.
Well, was it intentionally put there out in Africa in the WHO smallpox program?
No. It morphed from that. See, that's the thing. They were trying to set something up. They've always been trying to find, since your secret council of fucking 10, you've always been looking to have some way to fund the Valley of Megiddo. You've always been trying, since babies been birthed, and y'all been trying to figure out how to eliminate them. And now you got a pretty good run. It's called starvation, because that's what they're going to die of. It won't be the coronavirus. It'll be starvation if they don't hurry up and get themselves together.
Do you mean around the world or Americans?
What's the difference?
No.
The dragon falls. Yes. If the dragon falls, there won't be enough dust to sweep the rest of the world with.
Okay, so... the protease inhibitor, Carolyn, what she figured out or came close to, is that fit into how they could make AIDS, that knowledge? So she would lead to them
treatment.
She almost came, almost solved it and came up with a treatment. AIDS, ion. She almost did.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but see, all she found out that there was an enzyme involved, and it was before proteins split. So that's all she found out.
And proteins now split for ionic reasons or something else?
Well, they're proteins.
But you said before they split. They weren't splitting in the 70s,
well,
60s, they,
50s. Enzymes weren't.
What made them start to split?
The discovery of a protease inhibitor, synthetic.
Okay, so that's the simple idea. Humans discover something, name it, and then they cause it.
In essence. That's a stupid answer, but it's like where babies come from. That's enough you need from right now.
Right, but no, Ein says they didn't have cancer until they named it.
That's right. Nobody died of it.
And nobody had a problem with split stuff until they named it.
Yes.
And they saw it and named it. Or they named as a hypothesis, and then it split because they named it.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not like she invented a cyclovir. So, you know, it's not like she did that. So that's where you really want to come to.
What's a cyclovir?
A protease inhibitor.
Why does the present cocktail, I think that's what they call it, for AIDS, seem to work?
Because they've overcome, the people have overcome it. The people, the humans, have overcome it.
They overcame it. They ever said it would flourish for like 28 years, starting around 2000. No, when did it start? 1990? When did AIDS start, Carol? Oh, 1980.
Yeah.
Okay. They said it would go for 28 years, but would get weaker and weaker through those 28 years. Is that what's happened?
Yeah.
What did you say? Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
And now, now what people do is they take a pill prophylactically so they don't get it. Or if they do get it, they take a pill and it doesn't matter. And now it's all, but and now President Trump gets on the TV that he-man, the barbarian he is, gets up on the stage and says, you know what? I think it'd be a real good idea. We'll just get rid of AIDS. Give me 10 years. I'll get rid of it. Or sooner. And now all of a sudden it's like, what? You can get rid of AIDS? That's huge. They're still, why don't they, hey, they got vaccines for everything, Karen. Why don't they got a vaccine for HIV/AIDS? Why don't they have one there? Because there's no money in it, and to give the vaccine of it, they wouldn't get paid to make something that they're making $6,000 a month off of selling pills. That's where they make money. A vaccine in that case would be really good, you say.
Okay, so politically, Carolyn, what was that last sentence?
No, I don't know, but I want to ask something.
Yeah.
Well,
mute.
Is it the political level? Because this maybe relates to. If Ein doesn't have much to say about it right now, we'll do it later. But Trump's disinfectant remark about the bleaches and the UIV. Yeah, I just want to do this for the political stuff that I want to get to. There's lots of articles that America's image is ruined around the world, and no one will take Trump seriously because of a disinfectant remark he made a week or two ago. Is it true that all the rest of the world, Italy and that, are going to hang out with China, and China has got a big advantage because of Trump's disinfectant remark?
No. Are you kidding?
All right.
He said he is the sitting there and one. This is the same man who said, I could shoot somebody in the face in Fifth Avenue and I'd still be elected president of the United States of America. If they were going to turn, they would have turned right there. And when he made CNN say pussy.
Pussy.
When somebody has that much power to make CNN say pussy on the air, live, and then re-say it, that it's over. And everybody will follow. He'll shake his little TT and they'll bend over. No matter who. It's the dragon, Bob, and that's what's going to fall is the People's Republic of China. That's what's going to fall.
All right, Kel.
Told you that already.
Yes. Go ahead, Kel.
And it's a good news, Karen. We're sorry about the digression because you'll remember your question, but Bob would never remembered his. So we had to knock his out. Or he'd be in bed for an hour because he forgot his thought.
Now, when you were saying Mickiewicz found the enzyme that came before the protein split, what proteins are those?
That's easy. You go from the levels. You have to go with the levels. Levels of enzymes. There's levels of proteins. And that's why they made the synthetic inhibitor.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay, I can look into that. Protease inhibitors. You've talked about those so many times.
Yeah, it's the NS3-4A that covers all the hepatitis stuff. And then you keep going. You just follow all the way up or down. And then you have a ton of them that are all synthetic. Every bit of it is synthetic. And that's what you're saying, but that's huge. Everything else is not synthetic. Everything else is something they copy to create a synthetic version of it. But they start with something natural. There is nothing natural in this realm other than your mirror that helps HIV/AIDS. See the rub? And the way your mirror would work is that it eliminates everything else.
Well, what's the significance of this syntheticness, Carolyn? What's that mean?
That it is completely 100% man-contrived, not made, contrived.
Like they get a glimpse of the possibility that in nature such and such happens, but they don't know how to manipulate nature, so they make what they think will work synthetically. But that's what drugs are all about anyway.
Correct. But now it's not. There's one thing: if they found birch wood and made aspirin out of it,
blood thinner,
if they made that, that's one thing. We'd say, okay, fine. Great discovery. You did good. Great. Now, fine. But they didn't do that. They made a whole new synthetic thing that doesn't have anything to do with anything, and that's what they're using to battle with. That's the clue. If there was something natural, if there was something natural, there'd be a vaccine for AIDS already.
Oh, I see. That's where you're going.
And next thing you know, there's going to be one pill, and it'll be eradicated, it'll completely removed. That's what the same. They did the same thing with hepatitis, hepatitis Z. They did the
what
same thing.
Eradicate?
Now there is no hepatitis. They've already eradicated hepatitis. See, now you go.
I know. What will they eradicate with a pill?
AIDS. Okay. HIV.
Yeah. And the synthetic nature of it means that it was man-made, correct?
Correct. That is correct. That's correct.
As a biological weapon or bioweapon?
No, it was not that. It really wasn't that. It kind of, they lost control of it. They just lost control of it. It wasn't supposed to be all that. It should have worked on all the Haitians. Just get rid of the Haitians and everything would have been okay. That's what it was supposed to do, and it got out of hand. Then there it goes.
And did it get out of hand in the WHO smallpox program in Africa?
Correct. It did not. That was not. They all they were funders, Bob. These people are tangled up like they're some Illuminati bullshit, and they're just not. They're just not that smart.
Right, but they did want to get rid of Haitians.
Yes, that's where it first started, was in Haitians.
In Africa.
And what
Haiti is not in Africa.
In Haiti. It started in Haiti, Bob. So what was the vehicle used to transmit the AIDS
blood.
Substance?
Blood.
So were they given transfusions, or where did it start?
No. It's kind of like what you're doing with this thing right here. There's a little thing that turns into another thing, that morphs into another thing, that becomes something that's a natural occurring thing that you overwhelm or overwhelm or overcome, that doesn't take you over. Not like cancer. HIV is not like cancer. It's more like it would be like a hay fever, a GERD on hay fever. It's an outside thing, flushes you into it, and you can't overcome it, so it takes over every cell and eats you up. And what happens is the white blood cells get so messed up that it starts eating the red blood cells till your counts go to like nothing, and then they start wondering what happens to your CD4, and then they start gauging it, and then they have to see, and then all of a sudden they're looking, and the T cells are good, but your viral load is nothing. Now, viral load is key. That's how much replication is taking place. That's the synthetic side. Otherwise, you'd just have the clap or the herpes or the pick something, you see. It would just be a little nothing thing. Oh, here, put some grease on it, you'll be okay, you see. But it isn't like that. You know, if a big shot of zithromycin won't fix it, then it's certainly something else, you see. But if it had not morphed, it would have been fine. It would have just been something you prescribe, you see. Meaning, it's something you overcome. Meaning, it's like chicken pox. Once you had it, then the worst you'd have after that is the shingles that stays in the system. But instead, the synthetic side made you have to have something in your body to tell your body to stop the replication. And once that happens, then you catch up, and then all of a sudden, your CD4 goes up, and your T cells are good, and you're wonderful, and did you build your immunities? It's an immunity issue.
But that didn't happen.
Right, but it is happening. That's what's happening now. They've caught up. And if you want to do the Michael Blake Reed run of 28 years, that's when it happened, something. Okay, it's fine. But it did what it was supposed to do. But now all of a sudden, as you see what's happening, it's all flipping back out. Now all of a sudden, it's like the roaring 20s again. Anybody can sleep with anybody about anything, about everything. And, you know, a loose tooth is worse than the HIV these days anymore.
Yeah. It wound down. We're moving on from AIDS. Okay, Bob. Okay. Back to Flynn with the Flynn case. Do you think they dropped the case to try to stop his lawyer from digging more?
No, Sidney Powell, no. We've been talking about her forever because she was brought special just for that. And just to be fair, now we're not mean. We don't that well. Do we have a mean bone in our body? We don't know. We don't know if we have a bone in this body. We're not sure. But if we did, what we'd tell you is she's not that smart. Okay. Sidney Powell is very good. She's very efficient. And a middle-aged woman should never wear leather the way she has the proclivity to wear leather. It's a little bit it's a little bit too much. Just a little bit. Okay. Just a little bit. But past that, what happened was, in order to take this case, which was outside of her firm, if you look a little closer, she was with the firm, and now all of a sudden she's on her own. What happened? Mm-hmm. In order for her to take this case, a loser, one that he pled guilty to, she would get inside information to tell her where all the bodies were buried. We've told it all. We've laid it all out in your show. If you listen to your show, you have the whole briefs. Listen, every bit has been laid out, from Comey to the whole nine yards with Shifty Shift and Pencil Neck and Lisa Page and Hillbillery hadn't been spoke about yet. But ooh, don't you think for 2 seconds who in the fuck thought to look in Anthony Weenie's laptop, for God's sake? How you gonna look in Anthony Weenie's laptop? He'd been doing ridiculous, naked, exposing himself to underage girls for his whole life, and everybody knew about it. But all of a sudden now, they just got the pizza tips out, let it go seaside. Let's check his laptop. There might be something there. And find
how does that relate to Sydney? How does that relate to Sydney? I missed that.
She got the heads up.
From
did
whom?
You say, was she given it from
whom?
Her? From
wow.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, wow, did you answer that, Carol?
Sydney got the heads up from Ion.
Well, how'd you get access to Ion?
She listened
to
your
show.
You listened to your show about
who
the laptop.
Who told her to listen to it? Let's stick with the step by step.
That's
who
how
told
she,
her to
that's
listen?
How, that's how she got the job.
Who told her to listen to it? To our
Mr.
show?
Bannon. Mr. Bannon,
okay.
Your friend.
All right.
Steve
All right.
Bannon.
So, right. So, see, you
there's
said
no connection
outside
there.
Her firm, a separate thing, they came over to her and said, you want to nail people? We're going to give you some information. Is that what you're saying she did? She went outside the firm and on her own, was somebody proposed something to her. And she was told, if you do this for Flynn, we'll give you all other stuff that you can reveal. That literally what happened.
Nah, not so much. It's not quite like that.
Well, you did
See,
make
she,
a sentence like that. You said she was offered
well, we
something.
Did. She had, no, it's not offered something. She was on the inside, Bob. She worked for 10 years for the Department of Justice.
Right.
So she
and
knew
what she,
how bad it was. And then when she got her own firm, she was with the firm, okay? The firm she was with could have taken this case, but instead she said no. She separated herself from her firm. Then
did she,
it's all her. So she's all
she
her
separate,
own. If it hits, she hits.
Did she separate herself? We have to go into the point. She separated from her firm. Because Steve Bannon gave her information, or she hadn't talked to Steve yet?
She had talked. She would have never left her firm.
Without Steve's information, right?
Yeah, which is just, that's if you want it, is what you got to do.
What does she got to do?
Nail them all. Take them all.
Okay, so she's going to lead the attack on Comey and Hillary and everybody?
She already has.
And
she's
got
all the guns. Her quiver is full of arrows. She knows what she's doing. She knows where to look, and she knows how to play it slow and to the point.
So when you've been talking about Trump's going to nail everybody for the last couple of years, you were thinking that Sidney Powell will do it, and Trump knew that, correct?
Yeah.
He knew.
Because of this interesting little thing called license to lie.
What's that? What's the license to lie?
Her book.
She's already put a book out.
Oh, yeah. Exposing corruption in the Department of Justice.
Oh, so she did that after Bannon made the offer? Did the book after?
Once she got it together, she knew how to do it. Once she got it together, she knew how to do it. Once she saw that James Comey and Loretta Lynch... We've got to be careful. Let's see. Let's make a little pause. Sing the song of Sixpence, Catcher in the Rye. Now you have a break so you can pick it back up easy.
We're good. Okay, here's this report, Carol. Last Friday and a couple days ago, I wrote it down. I'm walking across the golf course, and this fucking little drone flies over me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking around. Who's flying it? There's nobody nearby. You know, I can't see any amateur out there flying the thing. So I saw that on last Sunday. I said, that's a fucking drone. And I said, it's following me. And then it showed up a couple days later, maybe Tuesday or something. So am I correct, Ian? That drone is monitoring me?
That's the one we told you. But you shouldn't have been able to see it. They're not doing a good job if you're able to see it.
Yeah, it's tiny.
There's actually six of them.
Right, and they're tiny. They're little ones. And what's funny, Carol, I see them, and then they disappear. And you can't hear them anymore, but they get them out of my sight very fast. But the thing is,
this they're monitoring Carolyn, me, and JW because they want to see what we're going to do, right? They have to monitor.
No. Those are that. They're not monitoring you for that. They're protecting you. Those are yours.
Okay. All right. They're all right. But we are protected by somebody because we've been in the thick of it for 10 years. It's 2010. And that's why everything's around us, Carolyn. So we didn't understand how much people were new of our stuff and were using it or trying to get it. That's what's new. Okay, you want another?
Crazy. If you write a book about it, that's fine, but just make sure you put it in the fiction section.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Nan, maybe last week again, said Pentecost was going to be fire on everyone's head.
Yeah, she's lost her mind. That's ridiculous. It fire on everybody's head. It's what happened at the original Pentecost. Fire came down. The power was released. The veil was rent in two. Jesus came back, gave them their place of power. He laid it. They said there were fire coming off their heads, and they started speaking glossolalia, speaking in the unknown tongues. So that's what happened. They were opened up. But then they immediately turned around and made that into a damn religion that they couldn't sustain. And so they put it right back in the box.
Yeah.
So
who did that?
So now you're hearing
the people in the original Pentecost.
Apostles.
Yeah. And who was the fuck up the head? Alyssa? Who were you talking about there?
Nan.
Nan got into this idea that fire was coming down on her.
No. She was supposedly quoting Ion, who she thought said that this Pentecost fire would be coming on down on everyone's head. But Ion said, no, that was the original Pentecost. Okay, Bob?
She does not know. Nan does not know that. She's waiting for the fire, right?
She thinks Ion's leaving. She thinks Ion's going to disappear.
On the 20th?
We're like, no. Yeah, and we're like, no. We're not going to disappear. Y'all might, but we're not going to disappear.
Did you correct her? Has she been corrected?
No, that is not our job. We're not doing all that. They can figure it out. They'll figure it out. They can go wait for a rewrite. They'll get a rewrite, Bob.
Okay, Morgan, Montagne again, he discovered the AIDS virus, and since then, the research community thinks he's made a fool of himself because he's, quote, demonstrated how low-frequency electromagnetic radiation within the radio wave part of the spectrum is emitted from bacterial and viral DNA, and light was able to organize water and transmit information. Now, he gets a lot of that from Ben Beneath. Is all that viable, and is that how viruses are being spread?
Frequency, yes. Frequency.
And how viruses are being spread. So do viruses just hang on to a new Bob?
Good question.
They
what
hang
was the
on
last
the frequency.
The frequency, is that how the tech body affects negative pH, which affects the coronavirus? Is that what you're talking about?
We'll see.
Frequency, Carolyn. You're saying the tech body to negative pH to virus is not infectioned in operation yet? Not in operation yet, I am?
Excuse me.
Now, you're talking about frequency. And I'm wondering if that's the transmission via frequency of tech body to negative pH to the coronavirus, which is a sequence on insulin.
And we said, we'll see.
So it hasn't become reality yet. Hasn't been determined.
It has. We're just not telling you just yet because we don't want that out yet.
Okay.
Frequency to transmission of what?
Ion
you're
says,
on mute, darling.
Okay, so Ion said a week or two ago
how did the coronavirus happen? It went from the tick body to negative pH to the coronavirus. So I'm wondering if the communication between those three phases involves frequency.
And then we'll see.
So then that's along the lines of the radionics work.
We don't know what radionics is, but it sounds pretty.
Yeah, where organisms, where everything has a frequency.
Oh, yeah, so, everything definitely has a frequency.
Yeah. So the coronavirus has a frequency that's what, activated by a similar frequency in the tech body?
It's called merging. That's the reason we said that you got it from your cell phone. Remember?
Yeah.
It copies that frequency and makes it sticky. Remember when you have a sticky virus, a sticky wicket?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a sticky wicket is?
I've heard that word.
You're from Canada, so you should know what a sticky wicket is. Bob would know.
Yeah.
A sticky wicket. So that's fine. Then it makes the virus a sticky wicket, so it sticks.
And what was the word you used, a merger?
Is he explaining the tech body negative pH coronavirus merger term?
Yeah. And merges. So the cell phone frequency, does it activate the virus or make more viruses?
No, it makes it sticky. Neither, it makes it sticky.
Yeah, I got it.
That's why some people get over it. Some people get it, die from it. Some people get it and don't know they got it. Some people don't ever get it and think they got it. And it kind of goes from there.
Yeah. And the stickiness, they're talking. That's like when a virus attaches to something. So the cell phone frequency makes our cells stickier to accept the virus.
It makes the virus. It makes the virus sticky to stick to you. And then the virus, once it's stuck to you, has to find its way in.
Yeah.
He was a stranger. The Bible said it. He was a stranger, and they took him in.
Yeah. Makes the virus stick here. Awesome. Okay, good.
We could go over every name and every detail and every illicit thing. But you really don't have to worry. If y'all want to know what these filled-in words are that we can't say, watch the damn news. News at 11. Just watch out. It's 11 Alive News. So then what happens is you start seeing all these zeitgeists that are things that are important, okay, that are important.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter why Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. The news is that Trump's going to get 3 Supreme Court justices. Here's something very interesting that you'd find interesting, Carolyn. Now, guess what? For the first time in history, the Supreme Court is on the tech body. Teleworking.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make it
How
up.
How is it on the tech body?
They're all remotely.
They're on cell phones. They're
trunking.
All on cell phones. They're all on cell phones asking, and Clarence Thomas hadn't asked a question in 30 years, and he came out with the first question was, how do we do this?
How do we do what? What are they referring to?
How do we engage the Supreme Court of the United States of America in the tech body? How do we do that?
Well, is it being televised or something?
It's on their cell phone, Bob. It's being, if you can listen to it. Everybody in the world can hear it.
Right. Well, not their private deliberations.
Yes. The oral arguments. You goddamn skippy. They certainly can. That's the point. If they're going to put it out there, they got to put it out there. Don't start nothing and there won't be nothing. Okay, so now you want to expose it? Come on, bring it. Bring it all now. Just take it all, baby. Just so everybody knows, you're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. Nope, you're going to get
no,
it right.
So the tech time. Body, it's on the tech body because of the coronavirus. Nobody can meet in person.
Has taken over the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And now
has
if everybody
taken over
can hear
what?
The,
taken over
the
what?
The Supreme Court of the United States of America. You
what?
Know,
has taken over
joined,
yeah, well, Ian says it very sloppily. If I don't assume anything, he's got to spell out what's going on. You can assume, yeah, it means the tech body is taking over the Supreme Court, but I've learned that Ian's always contradicting and bringing in other factors, so I go back to the bases every fucking day. Is this a weather? Are we in Maui? I always start that way.
Yeah.
Ian, the principle is you go against Trump, no matter who you are, you get in trouble.
Well, no, wait. Let's clarify. No. Wait. Okay. Those are the words. You have the words. They're correct words. We're not changing the words. But there's a larger caveat. Carolyn, this is why we said he goes over and over and over and over, because he keeps getting deeper into the layers of the onion. He keeps getting deeper into it. Now, what that really means, Bob, is that Trump is standing as the bastion at the gate for the portal that's going to allow this world to go back to Andromeda. And anything that steps in that way will be handled without fail or exception. But that doesn't have as much to do with Donald J. Trump as it does with you.
Right.
If they come against
so,
you. Back when we started saying just get take their names, if they give you a hard time, get take their names. And then you were cheeky and laughing and stuff. But look what's happened to them.
Okay, so on the principle that you fuck with Trump or Bob, you suffer. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think her district, her congressional district, has the biggest deaths going on from the virus.
Yep.
Is that That's her right. getting, I mean, she's probably having her emotionally is worn out every day because all the constituents are calling her and complaining and yelling. So is that stress on her of being an actual politician, had to do something, and the ground zero is happening in her district? Is that her comeuppance? Is that her the retribution?
No. It's showing you how it works. She's been the most vocal one. If you remember, we support her. We like her. Remember? We like her. You remember why? Because for the little man, she's validating what we've been saying all along. Bring out if you did. She said, if y'all don't change, it's going to die. It's going to be over. We only got 12 years. Well, if we only got 12 years, what difference does it make? Like Jenny Bell says, let's just go fuck. We'll just go fuck for 12 years and call it a day. Why are we getting all stirred up about this? If it's over, okay, it's over. Whatever. Let's go. You can't kill yourself worrying about dying. You can't kill yourself worrying about dying. So we support her. But what's happening is, the tech body is a frequency. And so now the frequency is kind of what they do with the Federalist, Bob. They take these things that they lay out and they portray. Then that thing is wrong. Whatever it is, it's wrong. Then they bring it back and they talk about how they're going to correct it or make it better or open it up or take it down or do something to it or with it or about it to make things better. And then they turn right around and undo whatever thing that was that they had to do instantly in a matter of a second. Now, all of a sudden, that's not a big deal. That's no problem at all. Just print some more money. You can't just give away money. It doesn't grow on trees. Well, of course it doesn't. It grows in the printing press. We'll just print some more money. We'll buy and sell our own bonds. We'll buy and sell to ourselves.
Fine. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Listen, did she get her fucking karma, and you hate that word, did she get nailed with all these problems in her district with the virus?
No, she did not. What she got was the frequency that she embraced.
She embraced death and destruction, so she got it. Is that what you're saying?
Right. That's the frequency.
Yeah, she embraced Armageddon, and she got it.
Well, she said it, so I guess she did. Why would she get up in front of Congress and argue it if she didn't get it? Does she not believe in the Green New Deal?
And she's sitting there, I got a very bad district. Everybody's dying.
I shouldn't have demanded the world to end in 12 years.
No, she said, no, she said, see what happened? You didn't listen to me. See what happened? This is what happened. See? And everybody's like, well, yeah, all y'all are dead. Y'all going to be dead. We're not dead. We're in Nebraska. We're not dead in Nebraska. Fuck you. We're not dead. We're okay. Well, just because you're having a bad day, honey, that poor planning on your part is not going to create an emergency on ours.
Okay, so listen to this. Next point. This is Tara Reid is accusing Biden.
Oh, that's Joe Biden's staffer.
Yeah. So happened is the Republican Party or someone connected to the GOP released photos of Biden with Tara Reid. Instead, it was Tara Reid, but it was actually Zoe Baird. Is Trump involved with that kind of ridiculous political tricks and, you know, shoddy?
No, they did that themselves. They did that themselves.
The Republican
Biden
Party
did that to himself. Democrat Party did that to themselves.
What did they do to themselves? They released a picture of Zoe Baird and said it was Tara Reid?
Correct. It was reversed. It was Zoe Baird, not Tara Reid. So they did it to make a point that it was all supposition.
So now you have to explain what you just said. You're saying that the person Biden hit upon was Zoe Baird, in actual fact.
He did all of them. He was with everybody, Bob. He didn't care.
Okay, so
that one
so
picture is one picture.
But see, that somebody released a picture of Biden with Zoe Baird and said, that's Tara Reid, which is ridiculous to do that. But you're saying the Democrat Party did it for what reason?
To make them to be able to accuse Trump of it. See what Trump will stoop to?
Right. And they're saying, and Trump had nothing to do with it, and the Democrats faked it. And nobody is smart enough to realize that anything they see in the news is fucking manipulated and fucked up.
Yeah, Donna Brazile does. You know why? Because she did all that shit herself. She did that kind of stuff herself all the time. She knows what they're capable of.
And so did Roger Stone back in the Nixon days.
That's right. Yeah. And then he's going to get out. He said, this is not important. What's important is wearing a nice sport coat, wearing a nice top coat, having good slacks. That's what's important here. So that's how he's lived his life.
Okay. President Donald Trump, he's being accused of having been cavalier about global warming, didn't take it seriously, and then the global warming created the coronavirus, and he didn't take that seriously, called it a hoax. How does Trump live down those first statements he made before he took the hoax?
Because they're not true. The global warming didn't cause coronavirus. How is global anything? It's actually the world is cooling. It's not warming. How does this happen? The sun came up today, so we're all going to die of sun poisoning. Well, you don't take that serious? Okay. Well, you're going to die. Well, okay.
Okay. That's that first part. Second part, he announced that the coronavirus, the rumors that it was happening in February at some point or January, he said it's a hoax. Now, he said that, and I haven't seen the footage, but I assume it's out there because everybody keeps fucking quoting it. Did he, how has he lived down that stupid statement that it was a hoax?
Well, it was. Before it morphed, it was a hoax. It was a nothing.
And what,
before it morphed.
So who was making something out of it? China?
No, the Democrats.
They were saying, no, in general, they're on record saying, that's right. They were saying it, no, this is serious, Don. You know, this is not a hoax, serious. And then when he decided to do something about it, they said, hey, you're overreacting. That whole thing.
Right. This is nothing. You can't shut down America. How are the unions going to rob the coffers if you close down the business? The unions can't rob the treasury. That's what they said. They said the unions can't take over if you shut down the business. You'll kill everything. We can't do that.
Now, the Evergreen said many years ago that you laugh, Jerome? The union said many years ago that the Teamsters was controlled, infiltrated by the mafia since the 1920s. Now, let's assume the mafia is still running the unions. Is Biden the political representative of the mafia Teamsters union clusterfuck?
No. They've lost all their game, Bob. They're like the NBA. There's nothing left. They shot their wad. It's over. They don't run
that. Well, what was Biden their man 40 years ago, 30 years ago?
Yeah, but he was very ridiculous. So if he was, they weren't very good picks. I mean, anybody's catching him on a hot mic telling Obama that this is fucking big deal. He don't even know what a hot mic's like. So, yeah, what else are you hiding from us? Daddy popcorn pop? What else are you hiding from us?
Right, and that was said about Biden, or who was the noun?
Biden said that to President Obama in the White House.
And what did he say?
He said, this is a big fucking deal.
And what was the big fucking deal?
I have no idea. Something ridiculous.
See, I don't know why you went into that topic. We were talking about Biden.
Because he doesn't have any sense. Doesn't know what he's talking about.
If he represents the mafia and the Teamster Alliance, they picked the wrong guy.
If that was the true, after he did that, the mafia would have killed him. Because the mafia
got caught on
a hot mic saying "fuck" in the White House. If he was Jimmy Hoffa's stepson, then he would be. That's what it would happen. He'd be dead. If he was Jimmy Hoffa's stepson,
he made this statement, and it wasn't serious because he'd be dead. So why are you bringing up this statement?
Because he's not the mafia's man. That's what we're trying to say.
Oh, okay. He's not that. Because I thought you did say for a second he was.
If he was and did that, then it killed him.
Why does he have this image of being the working man? The whole thing that he's even potentially a candidate, where does that image come from? Then he's a working man guy.
No idea.
Okay. Now, the new meme is that the wonderful leader of New Zealand, a woman, has allowed no problems with the coronavirus. And they go around the world, and all the countries led by women, prime ministers and presidents, are doing well and not suffering like dumb Trump's United States. What is going on there with these women leaders? Do they know what they're doing?
No, that's not the case at all. If you take New York, the doomed, cursed place, if you take New York out of the prospect, America is doing better than any country all combined. If you take New York out of this picture.
Women leaders are not doing anything different to protect their countries.
No, they're not. They're not protecting them.
And why
they're not doing a very good job.
And there's stuff coming that's going to nail them.
You better know it. It's happening, already happening. Now they're starting, you notice, look what they're doing, Bob. All of a sudden they're killing all the animals. Why would they kill all the animals? Oh, well, that's easy because they can't put them in the production. Well, you don't got to kill them. If a pig is here today and a pig is here tomorrow, why you got to kill the pig? Because they're infected. Now what happens is now they're fixing to amp it all back up. Now they're going to fix to crank it all back up because people are hungry, Bob. They got to have them pigs. So that's what's going to set it off again. You'll see. This is turning into, we hoped it would be a 31-day deal. But the rest of your tech body says no.
Okay, so I'll be watching. The hotels here will be closed for 19 months.
Until you take over the Grand Wailea and the Sean Beck chandeliers installed after the reconstruction. Yes.
What's the reconstruction? Us bringing Coldplay in?
No, don't we hate that building? It's ridiculous. The suites aren't nice.
Yeah.
The rooms aren't nice. It's stupid.
Oh, is it going to be knocked down in a few months, long before
we don't think we're going to knock it down. We think, from what we see so far, we can just make some change the facade, open up the pool, got rid of that chapel thing. That's good. And the Polo Beach is gone. You can expand over that way for as far as it goes. And open it up and make it a little more lush and, you know, cover up the ugly parts, put in some decent windows, you know, minor stuff.
Okay. Now, next point. The Buckminster Fullerene, known as Carving 60, I think, is that did Bucky know that carbon was important?
Yeah, but he couldn't explain it, and he all he did was just fuck up everybody. He ran people away from it more than helped it. I mean, because listen to what he said, it's ridiculous.
So the Buckminster Fullerene has no healing properties like the ice help.
No, okay. Not at all.
Because that's where James Curtis went.
Bad.
He abandoned our stop, and he went to the Carbon 60.
I guess
that's why he's sick today.
And that's why he's under a nice viaduct.
So he was forced to live a homeless life. He just couldn't get himself out of that situation, correct?
He was too interested in sucking Walter Bort's penis.
Right. Okay. So Trump's disinfectant bleach remark and the UVI remarks, they don't, the news says this has ruined Trump. China is going to take over. They're going to go into all these countries and Italy and all that and help Italy because Trump has made himself a fool and no respecting government around the world would relate to Trump. Now,
right. Guess what he said today? He said, I'm going to send respirators to Russia. He said, I got so many Cuomo ventilators that I paid a gajillion dollars for. I can't give a barrel of oil away, although look at oil. It's shooting back up now that we got so much of it. Now all of a sudden it rolls along, and he says, I'm going to send Russia ventilators. I like them. They've been really good to us. Russia.
Do the ventilators kill people in the hospitals?
They do not.
Yeah, so far, Fauci and everybody, what they told people to do, wear a mask and all this, is Judy Kovitz is right on that point. Judy Muscovitz.
Well, the reason they said that is because they didn't have any masks. You can't tell the American people everybody's got to wear them. There weren't any masks because China had bought them all up because they knew what was happening. So when that happened, it's kind of like, okay. And then when they started getting some masks, and he says, okay, whatever you do, you got to wear a mask. Well, it's like, God damn, make up your mind. Well, you're going to base it on, you're going to tell the pandemic how to act, how to handle themselves only while you have the ability to fulfill what you're telling them they have to do. The food supply is perfectly okay. There's no problem with the food. No problem. We shut all these plants down that makes 10% of all the food in most of the world. You fell away. Where'd you go?
What fell away?
Carolyn fell off.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You're going to roll around and close these factories. You're going to close these factories and kill all these animals. Because they're poison, but then you get up on the stage and say, there is no problem in Russia, especially in Chernobyl. Why are you killing all these varmints? And we ain't got nothing to eat. You killing perfectly good pigs. And
well, why is Trump doing that?
They're poison.
Oh, okay, but he won't admit it.
Well, he shut them down. They cleaned it up. They think they're trying to make an excuse. And so now they're trying to build everybody's immunity up and let everybody out. Let everybody out so they can get some sunshine and get over it, build a tolerance to it, which is what Carolyn said. We did too. We said 100. We said watch the 100. We said there's a show on the damn looky box.
Yeah,
the 100,
yeah.
These perfect people that are in quarantine and can't take one rad of radiation because they're perfect, they fall away immediately and their skin melts off their body. Now,
okay, so what was my question? What was my question? I was saying something. Trump is made a fool of himself, and the world is withdrawing from the United States. Then you go on about his statement today. What was his statement today?
I'm going to give Russia our extra ventilators because they're good to
us. Now, he knows. Does he know it'll kill Russians, these ventilators?
Yeah, but that's not the point. That he would offer to help Russia when that's this whole thing has been about? Proving Russian collusion. Now he's going to collude with the Russians.
When he made the statement about the bleach and all that, later he said, I was being satirical. Was he being satirical?
Yeah. No, he likes bleach. He's a germaphobe. He's worse than you are, Bob.
Right, but
he is the
He was being satirical, and because he wants to be mysterious, he didn't make it obvious satire.
enough. I need to make it obvious enough.
Right. And he did that
but
on purpose?
The Democrats would, and the, yeah, he's fun. He's like, he just messes with them. He just fucks with them. He's like, hey, what do you think if I told him to drink fish bowl cleaner? What do you think? That's chloroquine. He can't even pronounce it. He'll say chloroquinidine. Our history clear client. That history clear client is real good stuff, and we like it. We don't have any. Don't write a prescription. There's none available for you. The quinine history, the hostry history. Yeah, that one. Yeah, it's going to be really good. We're hearing good things, and we're going to take an antibiotic, and we're going to run this.
So what Trump does when he's up there arguing with Fauci, He has to, well, why don't we try things? He's not so rigid about believing what science is going to tell us. Is that something unique by a president who always just become robots? He is unique.
President,
and therefore
don't.
The greatest
president.
Because he allows the speculation about what could be done, and he ain't following the AMA's stupid rules, correct?
President can't have opinions. Presidents aren't presidents to be opinion aided.
He's having opinions.
He says, what's wrong with it? Here's what he says in behind the off the TV camera. The stupid motherfuckers are dying left over right. Give them whatever the fuck they want. They're dying. Try everything. Try two things. Try 100 things. They're dying.
Yeah, that's a good policy. And so people want the president, as Marshall McLuhan defined it in 1972, the president is an automated presidential surrogate who has to be a superlative nobody. So president is supposed to be a nobody, and that's why the Democratic Americans tolerate a White House as long as it doesn't do anything.
Except for Johnson, and he wasn't elected.
Right, and Johnson imposed the Great Society and the civil rights and that kind of stuff.
Lady Bird, yes, and Lady Bird Johnson raped the Social Security Fund to plant flowers on the interstate highways.
To do what?
She
to
destroyed
put flowers?
To plant flowers on the interstate, the exits on the interstate highways. You know, when you were at JW's, you wanted the big interstate.
You mean to put along the side of the highways? The gardens?
Yeah.
She beautified America.
Right, and she broke the Social Security Trust to be able to pay for that. Flowers on the side of the road.
And that's why there were such restrictions on people getting welfare in the 70s, 80s, 90s, because she broke them.
Well, that's why they have to be making, in one day, Social Security checks aren't going to be any good, Bob. And you fuck with old people's money, they'll cut your head off. Them pistol packing mamas, you think they're mad in Texas? By God, they won't come out waving a pistol. They'll be blowing lead. You let one of them Social Security checks bounce. It ain't nobody.
Okay,
nobody's
right.
Paying.
Yeah.
Nope, listen.
Okay.
Nobody.
Yeah,
listen.
Sure. They're
nobody,
all going to be killed. They'll just be mowed down
no,
by the U.S. Army.
Nobody's paying in Social Security right now. That's the rule.
Okay.
That's no bueno.
Okay. Now, Italians are courting China. They want to be involved with the Belt and Road Initiative. Are they relating to the Communist Chinese Party, the bad people who've been running that place for decades? They're the ones doing the Belt and Road Initiative to imperialize all over Asia and Africa? These guys who you're saying have fallen now.
Too many words. No, Beltway is going to be...
The fucking communists have... Fucking commies have fallen. Before they fell, the last couple of months, they were building the Belt Road Initiative that was run by the Chinese communists of the People's Republic.
And when it falls, the Beltway is going to be changed and used by the mountain. The mountain is using all of Xi Jinping's dynasty to fund their new reality, and it won't cost them a dime.
So they're going to keep it going, the Belt and Road Initiative, and spread it around the big part of the world.
They're just going to take it to their advantage.
They're going to expand and build on it.
Well, we don't know that. Well, we know they're going to take advantage of it. They may sell it.
They're going
to
take
advantage
of
India. They may
right.
sell it to India.
Right. They're going to take it and take it as it's a given and do something with it. They're not going to add to it. But the
now,
so,
pandemic experts say COVID-19 is going to keep spreading for another 18 months.
Okay, and there's the 19 months point. Okay, so that's the headline today?
Right now.
Right. So, Mrs. LaRouche is featured a lot on TV in China, apparently, as a great intellectual source, her and her husband, of the Belt and Road Initiative concept. As the mountain takes over, will there be no Helga LaRouche on Chinese TV? She's a dupe of the communists, and the mountain won't let her talk about the great work she and her husband had done by creating the idea of the Belt and Road Initiative. That will be stopped by the mountain?
Yeah, it'll be absorbed.
Well, disappeared? Mrs. LaRouche will disappear from the media landscape in China?
Yeah. See, when Asia gobbles up Europe and shits out Africa, it's what will be left.
What will be left? Helga?
No, a mountain.
And shits out Africa. You mean not get involved with Africa?
Yeah, that's where they throw the stuff left over. That's where they'll send the nuclear waste. It won't make it.
Right. And Europe will be gladly taken over by the mountain.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's going to be smooth as silk, Bob. That's why they call it the New Silk Road.
Right. So what you'll have is you'll have one empire from Beijing to Paris, and that gets rid of a lot of countries, and that's why we're going to only have 28 empires. It's big swallowings like that.
That's right. We may have to call it Prussia, though. Don't be surprised if they rename it Prussia. We like Prussia, Bob. From the Han Dynasty forward, they got along with Prussia.
Okay. Those that use our Coldplay will be part of Dobbstown's empire. They'll be absorbed into our empire, correct? That's how we become one of the empires.
No, you don't know that. We're not answering that.
What about the amino acids? How do we
what about
become
the,
an empire?
What about the amino acids? Don't worry about that. You're going to be...
The mountain will be us. It'll be our front, our foil.
You're going to fund the New Silk Road, Bob. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. So we're involved.
That's what you didn't want to be said. See, you didn't use all good till you found out you was going to be, that it was, shit was about you. And then it's like, we don't need to talk about it anymore. Okay, that'll unfold. That'll be all right. We'll come out watch day. You're trying to keep
that just now, right? You're talking about just now.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me see. Here's an article, anti-Trump article. By contrast, the most conspicuous gesture that the U.S. administration has made in Italy's direction since the pandemic began was Trump's abrupt decision to ban flights. Apart from a modest and belated aid package, little in the way of friendship came from the United States. I would add what their meaning is, China fills in the gap because Trump ain't being friendly. Then it says, the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates has described China as a role model to follow in this crisis. On March 8th, now, that's before the shit about China came out the last couple of weeks, right? That's a month ago.
Right.
On March 8th,
right.
Chinese medical workers arrived in Baghdad, an advance team, perhaps, poised to take advantage of the inevitable American retreat. In each one of these places, America's absent, distracted, and stumbling, and laughable. That's not true, any of that, correct?
Nope, it's not true at all.
Because once we have the call...
They paid for it.
They paid for what? What did they pay for?
The meeting, the come together, the what they engaged.
The Chinese and the Baghdad.
Conference. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and is that on the public record that America paid for it?
You can look real easy.
Okay.
They don't blame
so,
Trump for it, so why not?
And as the mountain grabs up its empire, it makes sure Trump and America doesn't fall. The dragon doesn't fall, correct?
Basically.
All right. So,
within a year after Trump wins his election and all that stuff, the actual success of what Trump has done as a president will become more obvious, and those naysayers who figure Trump's been a horrible, horrible president, they will have to retreat and shut up.
If he stuck his penis and made them so happy and made them and married them, they'd still hate Trump no matter what, Bob. They're just
right.
going to hate him. So do what
they'll
you do.
Continue, they'll continue the media noise about how bad
yeah.
Trump is.
Well, but you have to watch out, though. When Joy Behar starts agreeing with you like she does Hannity now, that's a bad day.
What does she agree about? What issues?
Whatever issue you got coming on, you know. This is, we got to go back to work. We had to open back up.
Yeah, why does she agree with that?
Something
she agrees with going back to work.
Because she knows that you got to.
Okay, good. No question.
All right.
The growing outbreak of the new virus in Georgia, is that a problem? Is that going to stop the governor?
Nope.
Okay. Is that a product of the poison food, the outbreak in Georgia?
It actually came from Tennessee, Bob. It was just over the line.
Right.
Up in Tennessee.
Okay.
It wasn't really Georgia at all, but it was just on that upper side.
I watched this documentary executive produced by Michael Moore. It's called The Planet of Humans, and it exposes that the environmental movement, which says go solar, go green, go whatever, whatever the other technologies they're celebrating.
Go gadget. They say go gadget too.
Okay. This documentary exposes that nobody can actually do solar panels and biomass
right.
because it involves using fossil fuel backup.
Right.
So there
That's
has
right.
not been there has not been a real alternative energy alternative and or actual program. So all the kids who are brainwashing colleagues to say, yeah, go solar, maybe they call it the Green Deal, but they don't know that it hasn't happened yet, which means
so the problem is the same. The problem is the cadmium that they have for the batteries to make solar work all the time kills the planet.
Okay.
So that's the reason we don't care. Go solar. Bring on the cadmium. We can use it.
Right. So people like Bill McKibben, these gurus of the alternative movement around for decades, they realized they made a mistake. And so now they're working with Exxon and the oil companies to pretend that they're doing something different. And they are...
Valero. They're working with Valero. Yeah.
Yeah, Biscoff. That guy Biscoff, the Indian, Asian Indian billionaire. Khosla, Vinko Khosla or something. He's being interviewed. So the environmental movement, its only breakthrough, which is what Phil said, Phil posted this documentary on my Facebook page. He said, Dobbs sounds the only alternative, the only answer. So that's why our stuff bypasses the cul-de-sac that the environmental movement got itself into.
But you know that because T. Boone Pickens told you that years ago. You know that.
Who told me that?
T. Boone.
Oh, yeah. He went to, well, you started talking about going
T.
solar.
Boone.
Yeah, he went
to
Pickens.
No, not solar. Not solar. Wind.
That's the other one. Solar and wind. And that can't be done. But nobody knew any better. They thought wind was an alternative. And he didn't tell them that it wasn't.
He wasted a lot of money and made a lot of money on the deal of it, so that was all he was trying to do. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, in this ET contact, which you say is coming soon, is the ET contact with me because I'm in charge of going back to Andromeda, and they want to tell us their role in this operation. That's why they're coming to me.
Nobody else is uninformed enough to handle the stress that goes with it. You're the most uninformed one of all the informed ones that cannot get excited about what you know or don't know. See, they don't know. You do know, and you still don't know. So you're
the
uninformed, informed one to be able to handle it. No one else could take it. You could take it because you still just go to, we're going to kill you. If we come to see you, we're going to kill you. Okay, I'm glad. I'm going to bed. So let me know. I'll sleep through it. You come in this house, take your shoes off. We don't have feet. Okay, but take your feet off. Then take your feet off. You come in this house. That's fine. I like that. I'm glad. Karen, we still going to the beach? Yes, Bob. You're going to the beach. Okay, that's all. Do whatever. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do. It's good.
I think Karen missed that. I think she went to bed. So hopefully get her here.
You finally admitted it. It's because I know nothing. That makes me open to whatever. I missed the sentence you said. They're going to do something, present something, and I'm the only one who can.
Yeah, if they say, if we come and visit you, you're going to die, you say, okay, come on, hurry up. I'm good. I'm going to go to bed in a little while. So you're going to kill me. Hurry. I'm good. I'm eternal, so it's all right with me. Come on.
Whereas Clinton Scott, Mark Stallman, Alex Kuskis, and the rest of them would all run.
Oh, my God.
They would run, right?
Have a nervous breakdown. Don't come. Yeah, we're going to fight you. We're going to do something. We're already in your earth. We are already in your earth. The aliens are already here, Bob.
Right. Well, they made contact, or somebody did, with China in 1995, I think you have said.
We did.
The aliens. Somebody.
No big whoop.
Yeah, but. My ETs that are coming to me are different from the ones that showed up in China in 95, or in the 90s, correct?
Yes, very different.
Okay, great. So,
can we get Keanu Reeves to play you? Do you like him? Is he okay? You're better looking than he is, of course.
I'm going to have to think about that. I don't like him that much. But
the good people are dead, you know? I was going to get Marlon Brando, but he's dead. James Dean,
well,
he's dead.
Why can't I play myself? Let's have me play
you
myself.
You can't be your... Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Your dick was a little longer, you could fuck yourself, too, but you can't do that either. So, no, you're not doing that. You're not from Nantucket, Bob. You're not from Nantucket.
Okay.